L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Visiting with Robert Zwicklick. This is a continuing of his book, Sheridan's Secret Mission, How the South Won the War After the Civil War. New Orleans is now in chaos. The White League, numbering in the thousands, have driven the elected governor, Kellogg, from the city. He's run for his life. James Longstreet has been wounded. The hero of the Confederacy has been wounded by men who claim to be standing up for sovereignty, for law, along with his second-in-command, who's also very badly wounded. They open fire on legitimate troops representing the governor and the federal government itself. Grant, in the White House, this is the 74 election, sees that something must be done. However, the election is at hand, and what happens is that Grant's administration is badly beaten in the Congress. This is a midterm election. And the House of Representatives is now going to move to the Democrats for the first time since the Civil War. The Senate remains Republican. Grant still knows that he must act. And so, Bob, thank you for this. Who is Sheridan to Grant? What is their relationship? What's it based upon? Because Sheridan is commanding the part of the country that includes New Orleans, but he's based in Chicago. What does Grant want him to do? Why does Grant trust him? Thank you.
Well, that's what by the time he turns to Sheridan, all hell is breaking loose in the South. When the White League occupied New Orleans, they were quickly dealt with by Grant. He sent troops by the gazillion down there. Well, you probably have the number in front of you, but he sent thousands of troops. He sent warships up the Mississippi. He basically put a stop to that. He put a lid on that.
Regiments, so, Gatling guns, cannons, warships. He deploys the U.S. military.
He was pissed, if you can say that on radio. And that took care of that. The Louisiana Republican governor was back in the saddle within days. Grant was not going to put up with that. However, he also didn't have any interest in reoccupying the South. But when the White League took over New Orleans, there were only, basically, I'm not sure of the exact number, but there were maybe dozens of Union troops left in the city at that time. It wasn't an occupation. And after that battle, as you say, the Republicans lost control of the House of Representatives for the first time since the Civil War. So there, a lot of Republicans believed that this aggressive action on the part of Northern troops in Louisiana to put down the White League, a lot of them were of the opinion that actions like that were beginning to try the patience of the Northern electorate. And I think that put a little bit of, that put a little caution in Grant's soul too. And he knew that this was an ongoing problem. And it was after the White League attack on New Orleans, there were other incidents as well. In Vicksburg, Mississippi, there was basically another band of armed vigilantes that drove a black Republican sheriff out of office. There were white leaguers in other parts of Louisiana who had also thrown out local officials, Republican officials there. And there was a lot of worry that through violent the actions of violent white vigilantes would gradually overthrow the newly won voting rights and thereafter the most of the other rights of African American citizens in the South. And around December of 1874, when there was a lot of talk among Southern Republicans, both black and white, that something more had to be done. That because the Republicans had lost control of the House of Representatives, they feared that if something wasn't done quickly, that the Democrats taking over the House of Representatives would block further action to enforce black rights in the South. And so that something had to happen. And Grant was very alive to the newly active white militias like the White League. And so he decided to enlist the services of someone he knew he could trust, and that's Phil Sheridan. And the reason that he was such a natural for, here's an era when all the gains of the Civil War, what they called the fruits of victory, were obviously imperiled. And another time that seemed to be the case, in 1864, when he was a head general of Union forces, Lincoln was coming up for election, and Lincoln believed that he was going to lose the election, and there would go. He also believed that would imperil the emancipation of African Americans, and other gains that they had achieved in the war thus far. But there was, even though the Union generals were confident that they were ultimately going to win, at that moment there were a lot of setbacks for Union forces, and Grant called on Sheridan to go after some of the Confederate raiders that had been troubling the Northern lines, because he knew that he was a very feisty young general who basically knew how to put a lid on the situation. And so there was in fact, Union forces did rally. Lincoln did win the election. Sheridan was a big part of that. So it was only natural that Grant, at another moment when everything was on the line, that he would reach out for Sheridan. And so he sent a telegram. He had his Secretary of War send a telegram to Sheridan and say, look, go down to New Orleans, pretend you're on vacation, and take a look around, and go to these other cities as well in the South that were experiencing a lot of white vigilante behavior, and take a look and tell me what we can do. Give me your opinion about what we can do to put a lid on this.
The success now is that these two men trust each other. And if this was a Hollywood movie, they'd be victorious because they're both heroes. But, and I note, Bob, Grant didn't share what he was up to. This was a secret mission that only Belknap was read into. He didn't tell his cabinet. He didn't tell
I should have mentioned that. He had his Secretary of War, Belknap, send a telegram to Sheridan and tell him, just report back to me. And pretend this is a vacation. Grant did not tell his other cabinet officers, and that is particularly notable that he didn't tell Hamilton Fish, his Secretary of State, because basically Hamilton Fish was his, I think, the person he looked to for advice most frequently.
Yes, and now we introduce the hero himself. The book is Sheridan's Secret Mission. Remember now, the president knows. Belknap is sworn to know to keep it quiet. Nobody in Congress knows. Nobody in New Orleans knows. Nobody in history knows until Bob publishes the story of Sheridan's Secret Mission. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Yeah. chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.